Moving right along, we will turn to the Fifth Circuit and get our case update from Rafi Malkonian. As many of you know, he is a partner at Wright Close and Barger in Houston. He litigates federal and state appeals across Texas and the United States. He's a graduate of the University of St. Andrews, the University of Cambridge, and Harvard Law School. Before beginning his appellate practice, Rafi clerked for the Fifth Circuit Judge Jennifer Walker Elrod. He is also a foodie. I caught him in the hall talking about New Orleans restaurants, so he's one to go to next time you take a trip to New Orleans. He's also, of course, the dean of appellate Twitter. So I'll flip it over to you.
Thank you for that. Let me make sure I know how to make this work. Okay. Yes, if you are arguing in New Orleans, eat at New Orleans restaurants is the story there. So I've got a two-minute story for you that I promise I will tie back to the Fifth Circuit, but just indulge me for a second. So I started my career at a law firm in New York doing mergers and acquisitions, which was in that building over there. And when you join the firm, they give you a Zagat's Guide to the New York City Restaurants, which is a it has one or two sentences about every significant restaurant in the city. And the idea is you read it. If it sounds enticing, maybe you go there and try it. And I would leaf through that book when I was sitting in that building wondering how I could get a job that would let me go to those restaurants rather than sitting in this building at 10 o'clock at night. And so sort of personally, I say that the Zagat's was kind of my origin story as an appellate lawyer because it was sort of the path I took to have that kind of job that I could have a more normal life rather than doing mergers and acquisitions in New York City. But why this connects to my presentation today is that last year I decided to write a Zagat's Guide to the Fifth Circuit. So I read every civil published opinion of the court. I wrote one or two sentences about each. They're in this guide that should be in your materials. If it's not in your materials, like find me on Twitter, I will send it to you. It also has some indexes. So at the beginning, just like the Zagat's did, it had like where to take your date, where to have a drink, whatever. I have like these are all the cases that discuss originalism this year. These are all the textualism cases. So if you're trying to interpret a statute, you should read those seven or eight cases because they give you the state of the art on the Fifth Circuit about textualism and how to do textualism in a way that the judges will like it. So please feel free to take a look at that. I am going to do a 2024 version of this. Hopefully I will do it not in March and you know in January 1st, 2025, but we'll see if I can find the time to read all the cases. It's about 180 cases the Fifth Circuit puts out that are published and civil and not habeas. I don't do habeas because there's no, you know, those are different. All right, let's get to the Fifth Circuit. So this is a chart by Professor Steve Vladek of the University of Texas, though he's moving to Georgetown University Law Center this fall. This is a chart of all the remaining U.S. Supreme Court cases when he did the chart, which was a few weeks ago. The green ones are Fifth Circuit cases. And as you can see, there's plenty of them. Some of them have already been decided, as we just heard. So the CFPB case was reversed. USA v. Rahimi is coming. That is a big Second Amendment case. That's about whether you can be prosecuted for having a gun while you are under a domestic violence protective order. And it seems quite likely, I think, just from listening to oral argument, that the Fifth Circuit will be reversed on that one. And there's several other cases here. So if you go down to the bottom, you'll see the mifepristone cases. Those are the Alliance for Hippocratic Medicine or whatever it's called. That's the abortion drug, mifepristone. Fifth Circuit said that the 2016 approvals of use of mifepristone outside the doctor's office were invalid. The Supreme Court stayed that decision. And again, from oral argument, I think if I had to guess, they're going to say that the doctors who brought that suit lacked standing. So, okay, why am I talking about this? My point is there's the Fifth Circuit is in the Supreme Court a lot this year. an unusual amount, I think. And the cases that got up there from our circuit are particularly important.